What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's rise, everyone. Let's get on this elevator and let's push the button to the bucket list floor. See, to me, to hear the bucket list, I think I'm in the parking lot. But tonight's show is, why are we waiting to live? Rethinking the bucket list. Why do we create a list for the end of our life instead of living it right now? What if the very idea of a bucket list is quietly teaching you to wait? In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I challenge the language, the mindset, and the nervous system patterns that keep you in someday. This conversation invites you to question what you've been postponing, what you've been telling yourself, and what it would look like to stop waiting for permission to live. What have you placed on a someday list that your life is ready for now? See, this has been a big, big thing I've heard recently. And I really wanted to come on here and talk about it and challenge this because, so 2 weeks ago, I came back from Portugal. And when I came back from Portugal and people started saying, where have you been? And I'm like, well, I was in Portugal. Oh, that's on my bucket list. I launched a book about a month in February. So if you're listening to this in the future, February 26, 2026. Yeah, I'm trying to think, am I in the right year? Anyway, I launched a book. Oh, that's on my bucket list. I've spoken on a stage. That's on my bucket list. Or even working out or trying a new fitness thing. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that someday. Why do we do that? And I always question using the word why, because it does come from a place of judgment. But I am judging right now, because whenever we say someday, we're keeping ourselves stuck in this day. And we're saying we're not maybe worthy of doing it now, or I must wait until the kids grow up, or I must wait. We're actually putting a time or a wait on something on our bucket list. See, ever since I've heard it more so recently in my life, in the last 2 months, oh yeah, that's on my bucket list. Or, oh gosh, you've been to a lot of places on my bucket list. And I'm like, what is on your bucket list? And then it's, what is going to shake that tree to get you to do it now? Because here's the thing. When we keep saying bucket list, the first time I heard bucket list, I think it was the movie with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. And I love the movie because he was dying and he took this guy with him and they fulfilled all of his bucket list. And a part of me was like, what is going on? We're glorifying death with doing all these things in our hurry because we're going to die. And then it became, let me put these things on my bucket list, the things I want to do before I die. Here's the thing. Do you know your death date? Because I don't. And if you know mine, can you tell me now so I can live my bucket list? And the point is that bucket list, when we keep saying it, makes us almost small. Like, well, I can't do it now because I've got to do it then. Well, when is then? And I just really have thought a lot about this because We make vision boards, but we have bucket lists. Contradiction. Because a vision board is something we want right now. We want to attain it. We want to envision it in our lives. And it's usually success, money, a house, a car, a relationship, a kid, all these things. But when did we decide that we need to have a bucket list for things when we're achieved, that house, that car, that relationship, that kid? When are we going to start reversing that? Because I have learned through this, and the more people keep saying it to me, just had that the other day where someone said, "Oh, yeah, that's on my bucket list." Why? Why do you have it on a bucket list? Well, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say where I was. I've got to finish this. I got to get this complete. I got to do this. And I'm like, how do you know you're going to get all that stuff completed? And when is that stuff going to be completed? Oh, you know, someday. And there comes that someday. When is someday? Is someday March 1st, 2027? Is someday January 1st, 2028? See, someday to me limits. It limits you. You're basically saying, I'll get to it later. When are you going to clean out that closet? Someday. When are you going to go on the trip on my bucket list, on your bucket list? Someday. Think about that. You're doing the exact same thing. You're minimizing it in yourself. Because here's the thing, if it's a country you want to see, that someday might not come day. Might not come one day. Come day. That did not sound appropriate, and I'm so sorry, but come one day. Because how many times in our life do we say someday? Oh, I'll get to that someday. So why would you put something that is could be amazing as a someday? Because think about that analogy I just did a minute ago. I need to clean out my closet. Oh, I'll do it someday. I want to go see Italy. I'll do it someday. It almost sounds boring. It almost sounds limited, right? We really know if you really got to clean out a closet or pack up something, and we say, I'll get to it someday. Part of us is saying, I really don't want to do that. Now, think about that. When it comes to going somewhere amazing someday, what is it costing putting it in the someday list? What is it costing you? That was a question just asked to me. What is it costing putting it in the someday list? What is it costing you? Is it costing you maybe freedom? Is it costing you your self-worth? Because think about this. We never know when that someday is coming. But wouldn't it be better if you lived right now and you didn't postpone it and you gave yourself permission to do it now? See, this is a big thing when I started traveling. Oh, I can't do that. I don't have the money. Yes, you can. Doesn't mean you do it right now. You could do it maybe 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, maybe even a year. And plan for it. And just think, now you've got a date on that someday, because now it's not a someday, it's that day. Think how much more powerful that is. On that day, I am going to Italy. And you have something to look forward to. Think about yourself too. Think about this bucket list. I have writing a book. I have going to Portugal. I have going to Croatia. I have going to get a new car. Those are all things that you want. And right now, maybe you're telling yourself you don't deserve in this moment. But just think, if you say August 26, 2027, I'm going to Italy. Just think. Shoulders relax. You're standing in your power and you're walking around confident. Right now, we are in 2026. I think I said 2028. I think I said 2 years from now. But just think, something for you to look forward to, something to build within you, something to bring some confidence in you that you can achieve things that you put for yourself to achieve. See, I don't like the analogy too of a bucket. What do you put in a bucket? Water, maybe to put out a fire. Fish. You see a lot of people sometimes put fish in a bucket after they've fished. Think about that. What does a bucket really have? It has slop in it. Is that what you want for your dreams? To just sit in a bucket? And just have one dream on top of the other dream on top of the other dream. So, what's on your bucket list? And why are you waiting for someday? What is stopping you from today? From doing it today? Because that is what makes this so important is... And this is what has really, you know, really, you can, if you're watching me, I've got my fingers like, you know, in spirit fingers, but there's something inside me I'm trying to get out, where just think about everything within you and you create these bucket lists, and just think of the fire burning inside of you if you made them. Today list, or put them on a vision board, and you don't have to put a date on it, or look online and see, okay, it's going to cost me XYZ. You know what? If I pinch pennies for the next 5 months, I can go there. And now you're looking forward to something. You're not looking forward to your death day. Because think about how many things when someone gets, well, I might have 6 months to live, so I got to get through my bucket. I got to check off my bucket list. I got a lot of things on there. Make it a day planner instead of a bucket list. Each year, I'll go on this trip. And what is on your bucket list? Or, hey, someone just made a little joke about the bucket list. It's referring to kicking the bucket. Like, think about that. Kicking the bucket and a bucket list. All same thing. Things you want to do right when you know you're going to die. And you don't know when that could be. And if you get that 6 months, there's a lot of things you might have to put in to get done. And you might, at that point, you might not be like Jack Nicholson and have the money. But when you're creating that bucket list, you're focusing on death. You're not focusing on living. So why don't you live and enjoy life and create things for you to see the world? Maybe writing a book. Maybe it could be learning something new. How about that? I've had people even say, oh yeah, I'm going to go back to college. It's on my bucket list because I want to learn Spanish or I want to learn sign language. Wait, you're going to wait to do that? Well, you know, I'm too busy right now. Okay, so you're going to wait till you have no busyness, or are you just saying that to have something on the list for someday? But anyway, it is time for this break. And who am I? I am Sandy Byrd, SandeByrd. I am a coach that coaches people in empowering themselves to not limit themselves to bucket lists, to thrive through forgiveness, and to become their authentic self, and to live each day as if it was your last day, and not create lists, but live your life for today. So we're going to go to that break, but first what I want you to do is go to iTunes and give me a 5-star review, because I know this topic right here about a bucket list is something that most people want to hear about and maybe jog their brain to think about coming up with a living list. Not when I kick the bucket list or when I get know that I've retired, might be the end of my life. But if you want to, you can find me at Sandy, SandeByrd, Byrd.com. And the 5-star review, yes, on iTunes, helps me to get the word out. And so let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Byrd, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Byrd, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Byrd. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Tonight's show is all about, why are we waiting to live in this bucket list? Because you associate a bucket list with death. So why not have a list for living. And I talked a lot about what is it costing you putting it on a someday list? Wouldn't it be better if you lived right now instead of someday? Oh, you know what I forgot? We just came back from a break. And if you're watching or listening to me, go to iTunes, give me a 5-star review, because I know there is somebody out there you know that needs to hear this. So it helps get the word out, and it makes me very grateful to know that my voice is helping make an impact in the world. Because I talked all about the movie, The Bucket List, and how this kind of stirred something up with me. And I just came back from Portugal 2 weeks ago, and I've had many people say, oh, that's on my bucket list. I wrote a book almost a month and a half ago, and that's on my list. Doing this is on my list. That's on my bucket list. That's on my bucket list. So why do we wait for death to come? Which I already asked the question. If you know my death date, please call me up and tell me. Because I don't think you know, and I know when the last day on earth is going to be. And are you going to wait until what? You're financially secure? Hello, have you not seen economy recently? That day might not come. Sorry to say. But that's one thing, too, that I've seen within my own life, is if we wait, we're also teaching our nervous system, those 7 trillion nerves in our body, that it's not safe. We can't live life because it's not safe. But it is safe. And here's the thing. If this is something that you want, manifest the words, put it on your vision board, and you will get it. Don't sit there and wait for the someday to come, because we don't know when that day is going to be. And I have listened to some people on deathbeds, unfortunately, say, I really wish I would have. I really wish I would have. You know, I never got to do my bucket list. Well, why was it a bucket list anyway? And when were you going to get to it? It's better to live your life right now than to wait until you retire. I don't know where you live, but by the time I'm at age to retire, there might not be Social Security left. And that is a scary thought to think. So I want to get everything on my list done while I'm living and able, instead of waiting until what? You're more financially secure? You're more ready? You'll never know if you're ready unless you take that leap. I can tell you what, skydiving, people can keep reaching out to me and tell me I'm going skydiving, you want to go? No, sorry, that's not on any of my list. But hey, I'm willing to go up in the plane with you. But it's one of those things. When you sit there and put something off and wait for someday, you're also emotionally attaching yourself to a reason why you have to put it off. There's a spiritual reason, there's an emotional reason, there's an energetic reason, there's a lack of reason. There's so many reasons why the bucket list syndrome, to me, is just another one of those that puts us in nervous system irregulation. I mean, nervous system irregulation that maybe you're not regulated. You don't feel safe financially. You don't feel safe emotionally. You don't feel safe energetically. You don't feel safe spiritually. But the only way, I keep telling people, to get their nervous system to feel safe is you got to do some uncomfortable things to realize it can be comfortable. So that is why this is so important to me. And I want you to, before my next show, whether you're listening to me right now or watching me this night, next week's show, I want you to have some things on your bucket list. I want you to create a list. But I don't want you to call it a bucket list because next week's show is going to tie into this and change your bucket list to a to-do list. And that's what next week's topic is. Let's get this bucket list into a to-do list and how you can achieve the things that you think you can't, and how you can regulate your nervous system to make you feel safe in the uncomfortability part of doing a to-do list, because it really has made me rethink a lot when people sit there and say, oh yeah, that's on my bucket list, and I turn around and go, why do you call it a bucket list? Well, you know, things for later, for someday. Why someday? Why not today? Well, I mean, I can't get a plane today and fly to Italy. Well, why can't you plan to get in a plane? Well, you know, no, I don't know. I don't know. So let's next week come back together, have your list. And I'm going to talk all about and teach you how to take these things that we are putting on a bucket list to to-do lists, and where you can start to create the life that you want to live and the experiences you want to see now versus someday. Because, like I already said in the show, when we think about that closet that we need to clean out, and we go, you know what, I'll get to that someday. We're doing the same thing when we say, well, that's on my bucket list, because you're basically telling yourself, too, I'll get to that someday. And if it's something that you think about and you see pictures of, and you're like, oh my gosh, that's incredible, I want to go there, we're going to turn that into your reality, and it's not going to be a someday. We're going to make it a to-do list for you to do. Doesn't have to be today, but that you can do and plan for that day where you can have it on a calendar and look forward to it. Because when you can plan things and live your life and have that dream and fulfill it, it brings a level of confidence within you that you were worthy. But when you continue to say someday, you're telling yourself, I'm not worthy enough. But when you can plan it for a day, you're going to start feeling that worthiness, that confidence. Because I've seen it and I see it with clients when they're like, yeah, that's on my bucket list. Okay. And then they do it. And they're like, OMG, I did that. Can basically almost do anything. And I don't like that word, almost do anything. I can do anything that I dream or that I want to do, that I desire to do. So let's start living life and stop planning for death, for kicking the bucket, as it was referred to. A bucket list is for kicking the bucket. Let's do a to-do list to live life and live freely. So, like I said, make a list for the next show because we're going to turn them into a to-do list. So, thank you for joining me. I am Sandy Bird, SandeeByrd, and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.